Hi, I'm Mary Przinski.
And I'm David Magner.
And we're here for our Senior Sense podcast. Today, we're with Tiffany Colucci, our Elder Care Navigator at Mosaic Senior Life. We're going to be talking about caregiver support groups and how important they are to caregivers. So, Tiffany, can you give us the basics on caregiver support groups?
Certainly, and thank you for having me. So, caregiver support groups are an opportunity for caregivers to come together in a safe and confidential setting each month to share feelings, thoughts, their frustrations, their challenges, successes, ideas, or simply just to listen and learn from other caregivers experiencing similar situations.
Great. And what are some of the benefits of caregiver support groups for a caregiver or care partner?
Caregivers, this gives them the opportunity to find guidance, support from each other, and ask questions and learn how to navigate their own way through their own caregiving journey.
And is the caregiver support group affiliated with the Alzheimer's Association? Because I know sometimes certain caregiver support groups can be. And what are the benefits of that?
Yes. Yeah, so our in-person caregiver support group is affiliated with the Alzheimer's Association. So we are hosting a support group each month for caregivers that are caring for someone who has a dementia or a related disorder. So, and the benefits of that, of being connected with the Alzheimer's Association, is that we have access to all of the resources that the Alzheimer's Association provides to the community. So we are able to connect our caregivers to the Alzheimer's Association so that the Alzheimer's Association staff can reach out to them and provide ongoing support.
Oh, that's great.
And what are some other resources you can provide someone who's attending? Let's say it's my first time as a caregiver coming and I'm kind of isolated, I'm scared, I'm nervous. Are there other resources? You could provide like some community programs that we offer here at Mosaic Senior Life.
Yeah, so for our in-person caregiver support group and also our virtual one, we have that as well. We will discuss the various types of resources in the community, whether that be home care, home health care, or adult day programming, or other like transportation issues. So depending on what the questions are from the caregivers and what resources they are looking for, the facilitators, we will provide them with those resources. And then if they need more individualized support, then I can always meet with them afterwards and provide that support to them as well.
And can I attend with my loved one? Let's say I can't, leave them at home, whether it's a safety concern or such. Can they come with me? Are there activities going on? Is there supervision?
Yeah. So for our in-person support group, we offer the opportunity to bring your loved one in. Your loved one would be able to be monitored in our adult day program by our medical staff there. We have a nurse and certified nursing assistants that provide programming for our participants in our adult day program. So while the caregivers are coming to our support group, then their loved one will be able to stay and be monitored during that hour.
Great. And they don't have to be a part of the adult day program any other program that we offer here at Mosaic Senior Life.
And this is a free service. So there's no charge to that service. The only thing that I ask is that the caregivers contact me in advance so that I can alert the staff.
Great. And it's not a caregiver support group that you have to attend every single time.
The caregivers they don't have to attend every month. They can just come and go. It's an open group, so it's not a closed group. So people can join anytime they want.
That's good to know. So there's a lot of myths about caregiver support groups out there that really, to me, from some people I've heard in the community, is why they're so apprehensive about coming, because they have these ideas of how the caregiver support group is going to go and what's expected of them. So I thought it'd be really interesting for Mary and I to kind of have you debunk some of these myths that are out there. And I'll start off with the first one, and then Mary has a few of her own. I'm a caregiver care partner, and the myth is I would be required to share my story if I attend. Is that really true?
No. All I say is that If you would like to share your story, you're welcome to, but you're more than happy to just sit and listen and get a feel for the group. We never require anyone to share their situation unless they're comfortable. If they feel like they would want to ask me something in person, then I'm always available after the group to talk with them.
And sometimes for the first few, I'm sure that they just sit there and listen, mm-hmm. and that's actually beneficial to them as well, just yes. sitting there and listening to what their stories are. So
yeah.
Another myth that we were talking about is other participants may attack me or criticize me when I'm there. What do you feel about if somebody said that?
At the outset of every caregiving meeting, I always set the guidelines for our support groups. And so all of our support groups are confidential. So I always, everything that is shared in that support group is to be kept confidential. We also have the guideline of we always want to respect everybody when they're speaking. So, and respect other people's thoughts and feelings and their statements about their caregiving experience, because everybody's caregiving experience is unique. And it may not reflect your own, and you may not agree with what they say, but you have to respect that, that they're also going through a situation that is difficult for them. And this is just the way that they're handling that. So if, we just do not allow anyone to really lash out or be disrespectful to anyone else.
Right, or talk over them or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what the facilitators are here for. That's what I'm here. That's what the facilitators are there for. So, we're really there just to make sure that the process keeps moving along and everybody is respected.
Which is good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have one more myth is I'll feel even more depressed after attending a support group. We've heard that before. Mm-hmm. What is your feeling on that?
Well, I do feel that the caregiving process can be a process that can make someone feel very alone and isolated because, sometimes, your friends and family just tend to not communicate or be around as much. And so I think, coming into a support group, it can be a very scary, very frightening, anxiety ridden experience for somebody. But what I tell people is that, everyone in the room is also caregiving and they're all there to support each other. We want to provide that opportunity in a safe and understanding environment. And we also provide resources to them and everyone is there to kind of be each other's cheerleader and support. So hopefully, after coming to a session for the first time that they walk away with at least a little bit of information or hope that, their situation, is they're able to take away a little bit of some information that can help their situation.
Well, you even mentioned to me a couple weeks ago about, over the course of these last couple months, people that attend over time, mm-hmm. they tend to exchange numbers. They meet
yes.
privately outside the support
Absolutely.
Group, share ideas,
yeah.
be an ear to the emotional struggles they go through as a caregiver, caretaker
yeah.
with a loved one. And they don't feel judged.
Correct. And they, cause they all are, they're kind of in the same boat at this, And so I do know that some of the caregivers that have attended for a while now have actually started to, they have their own little meeting, on Saturdays.
Aww.
They go and they meet for lunch. And they just, they support each other. They'll call each other's helpline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So support groups, they're so beneficial. And I wanted to just ask you, where are and when are they? Or at least our support groups, because I know there's a lot in the area. And who can they get in touch with to sign up or to come?
So we, here at Mosaic Senior Life, we have two caregiver support groups that we offer. One of them is the virtual support group, and that meets the third Tuesday of every month from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And that is open to caregivers who are caregiving for anyone, regardless of their condition or their diagnosis. The other caregiver support group that we offer is our in-person support group, which is aligned with the Alzheimer's Association. And that takes place the third Wednesday of every month from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. In our adult day program location at a lower level of our campus here at Mosaic Senior Life. And that is, the address is 4200 Park Avenue, Bridgeport, Connecticut, 06604. Anyone interested in attending either the virtual or the in-person support group can get in touch with me. And my phone number is 203-396-1066. Again, that's 203-396-1066. Or they can email me at tcolucci@mosaicssl.org. And that's tcolucci@mosaicssl.org.
Great. Tiffany, Mary, and I want to thank you so much for coming on today's podcast and discussing the importance and benefits of caregiver support groups. I think that will be very helpful for many that are listening today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Mosaic Senior Life's podcast, Senior Sense, Navigating Your Journey. This podcast series was created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in aging services. I am Andrew Benoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life. Every day, we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that this podcast gave you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please connect with us at mosaicssl.org. That's mosaicssl.org. Or call 1-833-MSL-LINK, 1-833-675-5465 for answers to your individual questions. Thank you.